All right, 13 past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. A little light snow out there. Do be careful on the roads. Not terrible, but a little slipping and sliding possible with that snowfall. More details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. St. Clair may be the next city to levy fees on public housing. What exactly does that mean? It seems like kind of a clever way to get federal funds for local projects. Here to kind of clear it up and explain exactly what this all means is the Executive Director of the Housing Commissions in Port Huron, Marysville, and St. Clair, Jim Dewey. Jim, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul.
So explain exactly what charging these levies on public housing is, how it works, and what the benefit is to the community.
Okay, it's a pilot. They call it a payment in lieu of taxes, obviously because they are federally funded properties. They do not levy a normal property tax. So this is a way for communities to get some money from the services that they provide. Because the cities still provide police, fire, you know, ambulance services, so they should have some money. It's a state law, and it is basically 10% of sheltered rents that is levied. So for instance, for St. Clair, they collect about $210,000 a year in rents from the residents. You subtract off all utilities and take 10% of that. Okay. So for in St. Clair, that would probably come out to about $150,000. So that means that they would be about a $15,000 payment on a yearly basis to the city of St. Clair.
All right. A lot more in Port Huron, right? Because Port Huron has more public housing, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we collect about a little more than $1 million a year in rent for our properties.
And you mentioned, this is a state law that allows for this?
That's correct. State housing law of 1933. So it's been around for a long time.
Okay, it has been. So there's obviously a lot of upside to this. I think when people hear that this is happening, they begin to think, well, does this mean my rent is going to go up? And it doesn't.
It does not affect the residents directly whatsoever. When we calculate the amount, so let's say it's a $15,000 payment to the city of St. Clair, we then go to HUD, which is the Department of Housing and Urban Development, every year and ask for that subsidy back. So then they give it back to us the next year. So it's kind of a revolving door as far as money coming from the federal government down into the local communities, and that's where I think the local communities benefit.
All right. Yeah, without this, it would be a tremendous expense to the community, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yep, they would not be able to collect those taxes. And so the other part of it, which is nice, is the any unit of government or entity that is currently receiving property tax money levies, they also get their share of that $15,000 as well. So maybe a school district, the county, different entities like that.
So I guess then if this has been around a long time and if it's just an upside to the community and no downside to the residents, why is it just coming up for a vote now in St. Clair?
That I don't know. A council member or two asked about it because we did this in Marysville a year ago.
Yeah.
Why they didn't enact it earlier, I'm not sure. It's not required, but it can be enacted.
Okay, good. So, again, a good way to get those federal funds into the local community for those things that they otherwise wouldn't have the money for. Let's talk a little bit more about public housing, Jim, about public housing here in Port Huron, for example. How big an operation is it? How many residents? Are there plans to expand it or change it?
Okay, Port Huron currently has 413 apartments that we own and operate. We also have a Section 8 voucher program, and there's about 578, but that's throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
So our operation is about a $7.2 million operation on a yearly basis. Marysville has 132 public housing units, mostly senior and disabled, and also St. Clair has 62 senior and disabled. Port Huron, about half of our apartments are senior disabled.
Okay. How does one qualify for public housing then?
It's income-based, so it's based on income. You have to be a lower income, and you have to go through a screening process, obviously. We do background checks, criminal checks, all those kind of things to make sure that you qualify. Rent is based on 30% of your income. So, for instance, if your income was $10,000, your rent for the year would be $3,000. So you divide it by 12 months, and there's your rent, monthly rent.
There you go.
And HUD subsidizes us the rest of that in order to operate efficiently.
Is there a waiting list currently?
Yes. All housing commissions in the state of Michigan have a waiting list. Typically, we are seeing lower than normal levels across the state right now with our seniors. which is surprising because of the baby boomers.
Yeah.
But with all my colleagues, we are seeing a little lower than normal.
Okay, very interesting. And again, this levy for public housing, this comes up for a vote soon in St. Clair. Is that your understanding?
Yes, they had their first and second reading in January, and I believe it's next Monday will be their third and final.
All right. I guess, you know, just to kind of further the discussion about, you know, the waiting list, if somebody is interested in getting on that waiting list, what do they need to do? How do people come to public housing, I guess, is the question.
Well, definitely stop in our offices at any of the sites. We have applications always available. It's always open to take those applications. Again, sometimes a senior application right now might be 30 to 60 day waiting list. If you're looking to a two bedroom family, you might be 2 to 3 years because that's how many folks we do have on waiting list.
Good to know. Jim, I appreciate you stopping by this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.